Men Without Mothers. The scientific study of the vital relationship between infants and their mothers was started by upper-class Englishmen who were torn from their families as young boys to be sent off to boarding schools, where they were raised in regimented, same-sex settings. The first time I visited the famed Tavistock Clinic in London, I noticed a collection of black-and-white photographs of these great 20th-century psychiatrists hanging on the wall going up the main staircase. John Bowlby, Wilfred Bion, Harry Guntrip, Ronald Fairbairn, and Donald Winnicott. Each of them, in his own way, had explored how our early experiences become prototypes for all our later connections with others, and how our most intimate sense of self is created by our minute-to-minute exchanges with our caregivers. Scientists study what puzzles them most, so that they often become experts in subjects that others take for granted. Or, as the attachment researcher Beatrice Beebe once told me, most research is me-search. These men who studied the role of mothers in children's lives had themselves been sent off to school at a vulnerable age, sometime between 6 and 10, long before they should have faced the world alone. Bowlby himself told me that just such boarding school experiences probably inspired George Orwell's novel 1984, which brilliantly expresses how human beings may be induced to sacrifice everything they hold dear and true, including their sense of self, for the sake of being loved and approved of by someone in a position of authority. Since Bowlby was a close friend with the Murrays, I had a chance to talk with him about his work whenever he visited Harvard. He was born into an aristocratic family. His father was surgeon to the king's household, and he trained in psychology, medicine, and psychoanalysis at the temples of the British establishment. After attending Cambridge University, he worked with delinquent boys in London's East End, a notoriously rough and crime-ridden neighborhood that was largely destroyed during the Blitz. During and after his service in World War II, he observed the effects of wartime evacuations and group nurseries that separated young children from their families. He also studied the effect of hospitalization, showing that even brief separations, parents back then were not allowed to visit overnight, compounded the children's suffering. By the late 1940s, Bowlby had become persona non grata in the British psychoanalytic community as a result of his radical claim that children's disturbed behavior was a response to actual life experiences, to neglect, brutality, and separation, rather than the product of infantile sexual fantasies. Undaunted, he devoted the rest of his life to developing what came to be called attachment theory.